Like other refugee immigrants, Yi Cheng's family had a sponsor who promised to support them if necessary while they gained a foothold in a new land. Their sponsor lived in Hawaii. Cheng was 11 years old when his family left a refugee camp for the United States.
The majority population of people in Hawaii are Japanese Americans. So when we got there, we were like, is this the United States? We're supposed to see a lot of blonde people, right? And here we are. I mean, here we are in Hawaii, right? Are we in the United States? Are we in America? And, you know, we didn't feel like, people told us that, you know, you're in a little island, not really in the United States. And we felt like, wow, so we're not really there yet. I went to school. I went to fourth grade. I remember the first week, you know, every morning we will say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I didn't know what they were doing. My first impression was that they were talking about me. Well, they were glad that I was there. That's why they all got up and said something together. I really thought they were talking about me that first time. But then later I learned that, you know, it's something that everybody does. I remember hating the food so much. I didn't eat. Because I remember getting a slice of pizza, and I just thought it was the nastiest thing. Because there was a lot of tomato. I still remember to today the smell of the tomato sauce on a pizza, and I hated tomatoes, the tomato sauce. I didn't like pizza for the longest time. So I mean, there were a lot of things that were scary. I mean, I was scared of, you know, just going to the bathroom, you know. You know, like, do I know how to ask the teacher if I wanted to go to the bathroom? You know, little things like that. Or how am I going to get home after school? Who's going to take me home? Will I be able to find my way back home? And but it was very exciting, too, because, you know, everything was new. I mean, you know, we had a house with electricity. We had television. Television was like the thing, you know, you get excited and going home because you knew that when you get home, you're going to get to watch TV. And we didn't have a TV, but our neighbor upstairs had a TV. And all the kids would go up and watch TV. You know, you had to pay to watch TV in Thailand, in the camps, because there's only, you know, a couple of TVs.
Cheng's family left Hawaii in 1982. They moved to Minnesota, where Cheng joined the Boy Scouts Troop 100 for Hmong boys.
Almost every weekend we went camping with the scout troop. And you couldn't wait till Friday, because after school on Friday, we went directly to the church and we packed and we went camping. And I'm still involved in scouting and how it's changed with Hmong kids today. But I remember then, when we said we went camping, you didn't need to tell people what to bring. And when you got there, everybody knew exactly what to do. Everybody knew how to start a fire. Everybody knew how to cook. Everybody helped out. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Today, it's not the same. I mean, camping is totally different with Hmong kids today. Because, I mean, I don't, part of it is they grew up here not knowing some of the basics, you know, of living in a village and having to do things yourself. I don't think I felt like I was Hmong American until I was in high school. I always felt like I was a refugee. You know, you have the refugee mindset, you know, and we were always refugee kids, you know, ESL kids, English as a second language student, you know. And I lived there for a long, long time, and I didn't want to be that. And it wasn't until the seventh grade, actually, that I got out of being an ESL student.
In time, Cheng went from being an ESL kid to a journalist with the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Today, he's a financial consultant, spending his evenings working with Hmong families as they prepare for their future in the United States.